Hi, Family First. This is Shira. Is this Sharon?
How you doing? Yes, it is.
Hi, Sharon. My name is Shira. I think you just spoke to a colleague of mine, Kaya.
Yes.
So usually what happens, we get like a little bit of the information that you gave her in the first call. So I don't have that in front of me right now. But I'm guessing that you're looking to get onto the waiver program. Is it for yourself or somebody else?
For myself.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me the reason that you're looking into this service, and then I will continue to tell you what it will entail and how we should proceed.
Okay. I had a stroke in April. Well, you know, brain surgery in April. Same thing, okay? So it's just hard for me to walk. I have to use a walker. It's hard for me to get around the house. You know, I have a banister, but I prefer to have a rail, okay? Access to in and out of the bathroom, you know, making sure I'm safe.
Are you having a hard time with that stuff now?
Yes, I am. I'm having a hard time taking a shower and stuff like that. I want to walk in shower. I want to be able to take care of myself, okay? But I just need help. And so we're going to register my son to help me.
Yeah, I hear that. Okay, so let me just ask you, let me just tell you a little bit about the enrollment process. And if you have any questions afterwards, I would suggest that you take out a pen and paper. You don't have to take the steps down, but I would say that just keep it in mind. Part of your enrollment coordinator, which I am for you, is my job is to walk you through that process. And I'm the one who's going to be making sure that everything is running smoothly for you. You don't have to be worried about anything in regards to, like, appointments, paperwork. I'm really going to try and take care of that for you. I always tell my clients that, you know, matters of communication, if I can reach you regularly, then this can go very fast. If it's going to take me, like, 2-3 days to reach you, then it obviously takes a little longer. But I always say, like, keep my number in your speed dial, whatever it is. Know when I'm calling and just try and be available for that. I always say that, like, I'm on your side also, so it could seem a little overwhelming at times, but I'm here to help you. What happens in the beginning is, so you want to apply for the waiver program. What is that? It's a state-provided program, and it allows you to choose a family member to be your caregiver, and the state will pay them for helping you. It keeps you out of rehab, nursing homes, places you don't want to be. So it keeps you at home in your comfort. And it's utilized because so many people want that, right?
Right.
Now, because in Pennsylvania there are so many people, and so many people are already using the services, the county kind of provided and made a sifting process, you'll say, to see the people who need it.
A what process?
A kind of a process to see the people who need it, who people don't need
it. Right.
So how do they do that is you have to go through a series of assessments in the beginning. 1 second, please. Okay, so I apologize for that. So what they do is they put you through a series of assessments to see if you're medically approved, and then they're going to compile all those assessments, send it down to the county. The county then asks you for financial information, which we help you to provide to them. Just like a, you know, disclaimer, like I said before, we're not out to get you. Whatever we help you do is ask for what you have to do legally to get onto the waiver. We don't ask you for any extra things. We don't even need your financial information. That goes straight to the county. So we are just here to cater to you and to help you. Okay?
Okay.
So what else that I can tell you now that would make it easier for you? So it's basically what your first step would be is to have an assessment with the broker. Once you open up a case with the broker, I will assist you in getting a doctor's note and start compiling all that financial information just so when you're ready to, as soon as you're ready to submit it, we can submit it. The faster you do it, the faster they can process the case.
Okay.
Now, what else? Yeah. So, okay, now let me just go through a series of questions. These questions I normally ask once you've gone through your assessments, medical assessments, but I feel like I could ask you these now because I want this case to go a little faster for you. So,
thank you.
This is the financial information that you would have to do after your assessments. It would be like in a week or 2 weeks, but I want to just go over it now. So if there's something that you could start trying to gather, I would want you to get on set. So let's just break it down. Again, these are not my questions. These are all from the county. I'm just an intermediary between you and them. So I'm just here to help you out. And if there's something that you do not have, that's okay. We'll figure it out. There's always an answer to something, okay?
Okay.
All right. So are you married by any chance?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been divorced?
No.
Okay. Do you own your property?
No.
Okay. Do you have a deed to a non-residential property, rental or anything like that, owned by you?
No.
Okay. Do you have a burial account agreement?
A burial account, yes.
So that's an agreement with a company to...
The city. I have a burial agreement with the city.
With the city, okay. I'm going to put that down.
I work for the city.
So you work for the city, so you have with them a kind of plan as to what would happen when you move on in regards to your burial and things. Okay.
Yes.
Getting clarity. Okay. So you do have a burial account. I'm just putting this down. Okay. State values. Do you have any life insurance policies?
That's burial insurance. Yes.
So it's two different things. A burial account agreement. And the life insurance, I think they're putting down here as two separate things.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I don't have a burial agreement then. I have life insurance.
You have life insurance. Okay.
Right.
Just curious, why did you say burial account? Is it because there's something
about
it? Because
I thought you were talking about insurance.
So, no, life insurance that you have, correct?
Right.
Okay. Really, do you own any vehicles?
No.
Okay. You have a bank account with a real bank? Okay. Checking, savings account?
Yes.
Okay. Do you make more than $2,980 a month?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Right now, I'm making $1,900 a month.
Okay, so anything above 1,900, and let me get the proper amount for you. Anything over 1,900, I'm sorry. Anything over 2,982 would be financially eligible. And you said you're making 19 something.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, okay, so you're fine. Do you have more than $8,000 in your savings account?
No.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a retirement account, 401k, anything like that?
My pension, yes. I'm not getting it yet.
But you have a 401k?
Yes.
Do you know when you're supposed to be receiving that?
Hopefully in April.
Okay, so that may be a problem. I'm going to put that here in parentheses.
Okay.
So you have a bank account. Okay. Do you get Social Security? I'm sorry, I'm not sure if I asked you that.
I get disability, yes.
Okay.
I already know it's going to be a problem because I'm going to be making, let me see, if I get $1,900 now, $2,100, I'm going to be overqualified.
Okay, but right now
right now, I'm not getting my pension. I don't get my pension now.
Let's see if we can maybe try and get you the services before. Let's see if we can get you qualified before.
Okay.
Now, life insurance, you have a pension, you have a bank account, you have Social Security. All right. We need... face values, okay. Face and current cash value. Bear with me 1 second. I'm going to put you on a little hold, okay? I just want to find out about your pension for a second. 1 second.
Okay.
I thank you for your patience. Here's what we're going to do. I think you said you're supposed to be getting your pension down in
April.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what I would say. Don't mention it to anybody throughout the process. If they don't see it right now, then so far you're eligible. I believe when you get off the waiver, it lasts for a year. Now, I don't know your expenses as well, so it could be your deductions will still be enough, so you'll be fine. So let's just keep that on the side burner between me and you. We're not going to mention it to nobody, county, no doctors or anything.
Right.
Now, what I would say is that I'm going to need some things from you, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to need your award letter from when you started getting Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're going to
need it.
You have it. Amazing. We need your life insurance face value and current cash value. Okay, so something from the insurance that looks like, you know, what that would be. Okay?
I got you. Uh-huh.
Okay, now, the next thing is going to sound a little difficult, but I promise you I have so many of my clients that do it and get it, and it's fine,
mm-hmm.
okay? We need bank statements from you. Now, it's not me. Again, it's the county, so reiterating.
Right.
It. We need
right.
2020 to 2023, January and June statements. That's just semi-annual statements.
January and June.
Yeah, we don't need the whole year. We just need January and June, okay? And then we need 2024 to present all statements.
All bank statements?
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay, bank statements. All it's going to reflect is that I got paid from my job, that's all.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you why. They just need to see that you're financially eligible, because again, they're literally the state is literally paying for somebody to be your
right.
caregiver. So they just want to make sure aid, right? They just want to make sure that you're really, you know, somebody who can utilize the service. Because again, you know, everybody wants this, so this is what
okay.
they have to do. Which you understand?
I got what you said. I got what you said. Because right now, I pay him to help me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I pay him to help me, and that's getting a bit ridiculous because
yeah.
I'm like, that's $40 a day so far. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Hey, excuse me. Ooh, he getting ready to go shopping for me right now, okay?
Yeah.
So
Sharon,
I'm doing the best. Yes.
Let me just go over it with you for a second. First off, are you able to text?
Am I able to do what?
Like get text messages? Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So I don't mind opening up that form of communication with you as well. If you ever have a question, just shoot me a text. More times see that number, see the text. If I'm in a meeting, I can just respond to you quickly as opposed to if you call me and I'm not available. Okay?
Okay. All
What's
right,
your number?
Sis, thank you. Huh?
What's your number, dear?
267.
Uh-huh.
312-1860.
Okay, I'm going to send you the list that you need to get, the list of things that you need to get.
Okay.
Now, on top of that, throughout the process, I'm going to need you to call into the broker office and schedule your first assessment with them. Okay? It's really very straightforward. You just say hi. My name is Sharon. I'm calling to schedule an assessment, and they'll get you started. They're going to give you a lot of information, but remember, you have the agency, so we're the ones who are breaking it down for you. So you don't have to take much notes or anything. We'll be on top
gotcha.
Of you, and if you do come up with questions after talking to them, I'm here to help you.
Okay.
Let me give you the number to call into the broker to schedule that first assessment.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. It is 877.
877.
550.
550.
4227.
4227. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, a little bit longer, and then I'll let you go. I'm sorry if I'm taking up too much of your time.
Oh.
So another thing. So after your first assessment, you're going to have another assessment with Erie on Aging. Now, in order for that to take place, they need a doctor's note. So I know that it's probably hard to get out now with the cold and everything. I'm willing to offer to have – we work with a company called New York Best Medical, and they are medical assistants, they are doctors, and they're willing to call up our clients and fill out the form with them over the phone. Is that something you'd be open to?
No, I'll have my doctor. I'm at Temple. My doctor, she's good.
She's good. Okay, so she's going to have to fill out something called a medical form, physician's form. Now, if it looks like it's going to take over 2 weeks for your doctor to do it, I would
mm-hmm.
say that you should have one of our people just give you a call because they can get it done in a day, 2 days.
Okay.
All right?
Oh, okay.
How are you going to go about filling out this doctor's form?
Dr. Foreman will just have the, go to my doctor and have them email it to you.
So we have the form. There's a certain form that needs to be filled out. Your doctor probably doesn't have it. We would have to fax it down to your doctor's office.
Okay, that's Temple University, outpatient care.
Okay, so...
Just mail it to me and then I'll give it to her.
You know what I could do? If you give me the office's number of the doctor, I'll just call the secretary and I can just have send it straight to her.
Tinaldi. Dr. Tinaldi.
Tinaldi.
Hold on. Yeah, Tinaldi. Hold on. Temple Medical Doctor Schedule Appointments, Visitors. Okay, my Temple Health. All right, let's get in here. Let's say Tinaldi. T-A-L. That's T. Oh, God. It's Tinaldi. T-E-D-I-N-A-L-D-I.
It's T-E.
T, as in Tom. E-N-A-L-D-I.
Tinaldi, Dr. Tinaldi. Okay. Okay, so I will let you know when I send that out to the secretary. What's the number that you would call to get through to the doctor office?
It's Temple University Hospital.
Do you have a number?
No, I don't. I don't have.
Okay.
I know it's 707 something.
Okay. So, Sharon, you said Temple?
Yes.
Temple University Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna reiterate. It's not, at the end of the day, if you'd like to go with your doctor, that's fine, but I could have somebody call you by today. So, but if you still want to go through your doctor, that's fine.
I'll go through my doctor. I did something before, and I didn't like it,
okay?
Okay. So I'm going to go through my doctor. And what do y'all have a fax number?
Yeah, we do. But I'm going to try and get through to Dr. Tinaldi, the secretary there. I'll try and have the, I'll try and send out the form. You should try
right.
and schedule an assessment as soon as you can. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Now, I did give you the number to call into the broker to schedule that assessment, right?
Yes, you did. I have it. 877-550-4227.
Beautiful. Now, another thing. They're going to ask you some automated questions in the beginning. Just a little hint. You know, if you just press 1 for all those questions, you'll get through faster. Okay?
All right. Press 1. Thank you.
Press 1 3 times for, you know, for every question. I mean,
thank
there's going to be 3 questions. Just press 1. All right, Sharon. I'm going to text you now. Just confirm that you received my text message with whatever you'd like.
Okay.
And let me know when you have that assessment all scheduled. Please try and get it done by today if you're able to.
I am.
All right. Well,
thank
well.
You.
My pleasure.
All
Stay
right.
Warm. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. Oh.